I was a top-notch poet, like Christopher Kidbuck,
Derek Walcott, R.T.S. Eliot, I would have write a poem such damn deep that is bittersweet, like a precious memory will make you weep, will make you feel incomplete. Like when your lover leave, and do the feat you concede, still you beg and you plead, till you win a reprieve, and you're ready for rock steady, but the music done already. Kabuta lazy might have got a couple thousand, but Mandela fame thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. Cortezar and Mary Baraka. I would write a poem so rude and rootsy and subversive that it make the goon poet turn white with them. Like a candomblé voodoo coming a chant, a old time calypso or a slave song that get banned. But from Granny right down to Grand Pitney, each and every one can recite that they want. Still, in the meantime, with me rhythm, with me rhyme, with me rough bass line, with me own sense of time, goon poet have to step in line. Kabuta lazy might have got a couple thousand, but Mandela feed him thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. If I was a top-notch poet, like Chikaya Yotamsi, Nicholas Gwen, or Lana Goodison, I would write a poem so beautiful that it's simple. Like a plain girl with good brains and nice ways, with a sexy disposition and plenty compassion, with a sweet smile and a subtle style. Still, me nah go bow and scrape and go on like a ape, peddling a puerile parchment of ethnicity, with ungla vague feet in hint of authenticity. Like a black lance Percival in reverse, or even worse, a babbling buffoon a losing tongue. No sir, not at all. Me got me rhythm, me got me rhyme, me got me rough bass line, me got me one sense of time, bone poet of a step in line. Kabuta lazy might have got a couple thousand, but man, they'll have him thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands.